720 WGN. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Maria Pappas, and that's hard when you're a politician. Maria, how are you today?
Barking at the moon.
Barking at the moon. Hey, your calendar is in.
I bought it for Forever 21, a silver sparkling Diet Coke t-shirt.
And where are you going to wear it?
I'm going to wear it next year on my calendar. It is the cutest thing ever. And the next time I go to Greece, I'm going to take it and wear it on some boat.
I think the last time we spoke with you, you were in Greece. Maybe it was the time before that. You actually took our call while you were in Greece. God knows what time it was there.
Over Easter, yeah.
Yeah. So, Maria, your calendar's in my office, and you're in the blue feathers this month.
Yes, I'm in the blue feathers. So we just released the study. You know, I hired Hal Dardick and Todd Leidy from the Tribune to come and create a research division. So they're actually sort of like investigative reporters. They've got three people working for them and a couple of summer interns. And they sit down and they study things. So what they just finished studying was our $1.8 million billing files. So what they did was look primarily at the new reassessed areas, which is the south suburbs of Cook County. And they came to some conclusions, which aren't very pleasant, but we have a semi-solution. Let me go through their conclusions first. The first is that, on average, the median residential tax bill in the south and southwest suburbs went up 19%. So that's like major sticker shock. But even worse than that is that in roughly 15 suburbs, which are predominantly African American, those tax bills are up 30%.
That's ridiculous.
It's beyond ridiculous. So, you know, these are online at cookcountytreasure.com right now. Like, go and look at it. One second.
Yeah, I could tell she's getting a phone call. She's getting a phone call while she's on the radio.
You could go right now and look at it, but, you know, it'll be in your mailbox in a few days. And what did we do? When we looked at this, we had already prepared ourselves for this kind of sticker shock that's going to occur. It's going to be a lot worse in the city of Chicago next year, and I'm going to tell you why. But there is a very simple chart that we put together. It's called Where Your Money Goes. And if you were to open your bill and hopefully read your bill, at the top in big black bold letters are where your money goes. So we tell you who's taking it, how much they're taking, and the difference between last year and this year. So I'll give you an example. Village of Park Forest, this guy's bill went up $1,200 just for that area. Matteson School District went up another $1,000. Rich Township High School District went up another $1,000. Prairie State Community College went up $88. Roads and Bridge in Richton went up $16. So we tally it all up. So nobody can come to me. Nobody can come to me and say, why did my bill go up? Because I'm giving it to you in writing. All you have to do is read it.
Right, now, but they don't mind reading it. They don't want to pay it because you can say where the money's going, but they really don't feel like they're benefiting from it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Each of these governments has a public hearing once a year, and once a year you can actually go and to this public hearing and say, I don't want these increases, because that's when the increases occur. But you know what, Lisa? The last time I was on with you, I was talking to you about the fact that nobody votes. 20% of the people voted.
Right.
Same thing here. Nobody complains. This has been the same situation for 30 years, and there's never enough rumbling or never enough, like, Boston Tea Party, Chicago Tea Party, you know, upset that it gets translated from local elected officials to Springfield, which is where this could be changed. And believe me, Better Government Association, the Civic Federation, everyone and their uncle has written papers and studies about why the property tax should be changed, why people shouldn't be paying 60% of the schools, how it should be funded, what needs to be done, but nothing happens.
Is there anything on the books that puts a limit on how high you can raise the taxes in any given year? If you see a 30% increase.
CPI index. The city of Chicago this year, the Board of Ed raised by 6% because that was, you know, rate of inflation or whatever. So, yes, unless it's, you know, strictly home rule, there are caps on things. But, you know, okay, so you have 5%, 5%, 5%, 5%. It adds up.
Right.
It adds up.
Right. People are texting in McHenry County. They said theirs went up 47%. People are sending me their tax bill in anticipation of you being on. And one of our
McHenry County, I'm telling you something. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I have people in McHenry, Will, and Lake who are beside themselves.
Right, right.
And everybody said, you know, I'm going to leave Cook County and I'm going to Lake County and it's going to be better. Hey, it's not. I'll tell you why. Do you want to know why?
Tell me.
Okay, so you live in the water tower area, okay? Water tower is 45 to 50% empty on stores. So that tax bill, based upon the assessor, is going to be reduced because there are fewer stores in water tower paying rent. All of Michigan Avenue, fewer stores paying rent. All of State Street, fewer stores paying rent. That's the commercial base of who usually pays, right? The commercial base. If all those commercial properties are now going to pay less, who's going to pick it up? Who's ever left in the residences? So they're picking up all of the slack of everything that got reduced in commercial, which is exactly what happened in the South Suburbs. If you go to the South Suburbs and you drive around, okay, on one block, three people have left. Three residences have said, I'm out of here, I'm leaving Illinois. So there's three residences left, okay? Downtown Phoenix, okay, let's take Phoenix for example. There are commercial buildings, and all the businesses have left. They say, you know what, I can't run this hot dog store, I can't run this gas station, I can't do this, I can't run the ice cream. They left. So this commercial building now is going to pay less. They're paying less. The three people that left aren't paying anything. So you have these poor three people out in Phoenix who are picking up everything from the commercial and everything from the three people who beat it out of Illinois.
So, again, you're going to say, watch who you're voting into office and how they're spending your money.
And watch, read. You got to, look, you got to start to do two things. You got to read and you got to vote. And if you're not reading and if you're not voting, then you can't complain because you're not part of the process to fix things. You'll just be like marching in place for the next 30 years.
Well, and, you know, actually stepping backwards based on how much money is coming out of your pocket to pay those property taxes. Maria, I love that you come on and you're always available to us and you put it in layman's terms. And I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I just need people to READ. When you open this up, don't just pay it. Read it. Read it. We spent years programming this.
Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.